Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 4th, Thankful Tuesday. Do you know what I'm thankful for today? I'm thankful for God's Spirit that doesn't give up on us, that is conforming us to the image of Christ and putting on us His love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and what else? Self-control, that's right. Lord, would you bring all of the fruit of your Spirit into our lives today? Our first reading is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 through 19. This is a warning for the people of Israel when they enter into the land of promise, when everything is going right, God is warning them not to forget Him. Then we'll move over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, and in Proverbs, today we're in Proverbs 4, verses 7 through 9. Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 19, in the Message paraphrase. If you start thinking to yourselves, I did this all by myself, I'm rich, it's all mine, well, think again. Remember that God, your God, gave you the strength to produce all this wealth so as to confirm the covenant that He promised to your ancestors as it is today. If you forget God, your God, and start taking up with other gods, serving and worshiping them, I'm on record right now as giving you firm warning. That will be the end of you. I mean it. Destruction. You'll go to your doom, the same as the nations God is destroying before you. Doom, because you wouldn't obey the voice of God, your God. Our second reading today is Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 26. A little later, John's followers approached, asking, why is it that we and the Pharisees rigorously discipline body and spirit by fasting, but your followers don't? Jesus told them, when you're celebrating a wedding, you don't skimp on the cake and wine. You feast. Later, you may need to pull in your belt, but not now. No one throws cold water on a friendly bonfire. This is kingdom come. He went on, no one cuts up a fine silk scarf to patch old work clothes. You want fabrics that match, and you don't put your wine in cracked bottles. As he finished saying this, a local official appeared, bowed politely, and said, my daughter has just now died. If you come and touch her, she will live. Jesus got up and went with him, his disciples following along. Just then, a woman who had hemorrhaged for 12 years slipped in from behind and lightly touched his robe. She was thinking to herself, if I can just put a finger on his robe, I'll get well. Jesus turned, caught her at it. Then he reassured her, courage, daughter, you took a risk of faith, and now you're well. The woman was well from then on. By now they had arrived at the house of the town official and pushed their way through the gossips looking for a story and the neighbors bringing in casseroles. Jesus was abrupt. Clear out. The girl isn't dead. She's sleeping. They told him he didn't know what he was talking about. But when Jesus had gotten rid of the crowd, he went in, took the girl's hand, and pulled her to her feet, alive. The news was soon out and traveled throughout the region. Our third reading today is Proverbs chapter 4, starting in verse 7, and we'll go through verse 9. Above all and before all, do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She'll make your life glorious. She'll garland your life with grace. She'll festoon your days with beauty. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together here in Proverbs. Wisdom is personified as a woman that we need to get. We need to get wisdom. We need to throw our arms around her, as it says here. And believe me, you won't regret it. Because when we have wisdom, the proverb says, it'll make your life glorious. Looking back at Matthew chapter 9, we're also reminded of the glorious nature of Jesus's ministry, that he came as one in compassion, healing, and demonstrating his power over sickness and over death. In the examples of the man whose daughter had died and the woman with the bleeding condition, both came to him in faith, and he brought about restoration and hope. Just this past Wednesday night in one of our growth groups, we talked about the fact that Jesus' miracles were actually him bringing back creation into what it was intended to be before the fall. So this woman who had the bleeding condition was that way, ultimately because of sin in the world and sin that caused sickness, and perhaps her body was just broken through childbirth, who knows, but she had this bleeding condition that couldn't be cured. And when Jesus heals her, not only does he restore her relationship with the temple, she can go back to the courtyard of the temple because she is not unclean, but he restores her back to pre-fall state as it relates to her body not being broken. The same with the little girl. Little girls should never die. And Jesus goes into her, and in compassion, he heals her. He raises her from the dead. This is also a foretaste of what he will do for us. He will resurrect us from our sleep in death. If we look back at Deuteronomy chapter 8, we're reminded that we should never forget that God is really the one who should get the glory. You know, it's tempting often for us to think, yeah, I did do that. I am a good person. I did have foresight. I am all that and a bag of chips. But this passage reminds us that we should remain humble and faithful to the Lord, always seeking to do his will and recognizing that it is always God's hand that brings the blessing. Our memory verse this week is Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3. It starts with the word blessed. Can you fill in the blanks? Blessed are the what? Poor in spirit. And then what do they receive? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Will you pray with me? Father, on this thankful Tuesday, we raise our hearts in praise to you, not because of who we are, but because of who you are, and because of the hope that we have of resurrection in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And not only resurrection then, but also restoration here. We pray for restoration and health here for the people around us, that it would be a picture of what you're going to do at the end of time. We also pray for restoration in our spiritual being, that you would restore us to perfect fruit, to a way that is in line with you every step of the way. We thank you, Lord, for a person, someone in our life today that has encouraged us, or in our past. Help us to lift them up to you. Perhaps even, Lord, help us to encourage them by text or writing them a note. We pray, Lord, thanking you for a place. Maybe for me, it's the past weekend, Willow Point, just a place to retreat and to be filled. We thank you, Lord, for a person, a place, and a thing. Lord, something in our lives that you've given to us, we don't deserve it. And finally, Lord, we want to lift up to you an attribute, who you are. Thank you, Lord, for being this in our lives. The Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the one who is intimately involved in everything we say and do and is working all things together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. Send us out today to do your work, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.